Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about where do narcissists learn how to be narcissists? Where do they learn their toxic abilities from? Where do they get their toxic powers from? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So boom, welcome back, folks. Yes. Where do narcissists learn their toxic behaviors from? I get this question a lot. Like, where is there a book out there that narcissists are like, do they all read from the same script? Are they all going to a little narcissistic school, narcissistic elementary school, the intermediate school, the middle school, then high school, and they graduate to narcissistic college and they get their bachelor's degree in narcissism and their master's? Like, where are they? Where? Lee, tell me. They're shaking me, telling me, asking me these questions. Like, yo, there is no script for narcissists. There's no book that narcissists read from, even though I'm writing my own book coming soon this year. But there's no script. Narcissists learn from the people around them. Narcissists learn from their environment. How do narcissists learn how to lie so good? Practice. Practice makes perfect, you know. As you're growing older, right? If somebody tells you, I know you're lying because your eye twitches. I'm going to make sure my eye doesn't twitch anymore, so I'm not lying to anybody else. So this person, not only is this person not going to be able to tell I'm lying, nobody else will. I'm practicing, like, that's why you see a lot of narcissists telling unnecessary lies to see if they can get away with it. Oh, it's practice. It's just like training for the Olympics, training for the lion-ass narcissistic Olympics. I want the gold medal in pathological lying. You know what I mean? I want the gold medal in that. Give me the gold. I'm going for the gold. So they practice by doing it over and over again. It's repetitive. You know, you don't get good at something by doing it once. You don't become a pathological liar as an adult. I feel like this conditioned to you from your youth, from your childhood. You learn how to lie. You learn how to get away with it. You learn how your body is moving when you're lying. Because people tell you, especially, I know when you're lying. When you do this, I'm not going to do that anymore. So now you don't know if I'm lying or telling them the truth. A lot of times they learn through corrections. They learn how to be toxic narcissistic through corrections. I hate when you do that. So I'm going to keep doing this. I'm not going to stop doing it. I'm going to keep doing it, but not let you know. You're not going to find out. I went through your phone. Now I'm going to hide my phone. Now I'm going to change the password. Narcissistic people learn from their environment and their people around them. It's a lot easier, quote unquote easier, if you have a toxic narcissistic parent that you're raised in the same household as, it becomes a lot easier to be toxic and narcissistic in those situations right there. You know what I mean? It does, because I'm learning from the source. I'm tapped into the root of narcissism when I'm learning directly from a parent or cousin or friend or caretaker, grandparent, teacher, whoever I'm learning this type of stuff from. Because that's where I get it from. Like, then this is just my own personal belief, and I'm open to being wrong. This is me. I'm open. Y'all hear me say this. I'm open to being wrong here. This is my belief right here, that a lot of narcissists, like, narcissism at its core is self-defense. So narcissists are learning to be narcissists to defend themselves. I feel like it's self-defense from shame, self-defense from criticism, self-defense to protect my insecurities, to protect my fragile ego. That's where the narcissism comes in. That's where the manipulation comes into play at. You know, But Lee, how do they know if the manipulation is working? Through practice. This didn't work on you, so I'm going to try something different on you. If it doesn't work on you, I'm going to try the same thing on somebody else until it works. It is just the mind, y'all. I know it sounds foolish, but like for me in my own personal life, I'm not a pathological liar. But am I a good liar? Would I want to lie? Can I get away with a lie? Yes. Because I read body language books. I understand the eye twitches and micro expressions. Narcissistic people, when they're getting ready to tell a big lie, they warm up for it. You know, they're practicing the lie in their head over and over again sometimes. So when I tell it to you, it seems like the truth. No matter how unbelievable it seems, no matter how, like, you know, there's no way that's true. No matter how it looks or sounds, I'm going to say it with such conviction that it seems true. Because I saw it on TV, and this is the crazy thing about it. A lot of narcissists learn toxicity and learn how to get away with things because of the like movies. What do they learn how to love bomb? From movies. Yeah, I learned how to love bomb and do things like that from watching Disney movies growing up. I wanted to be Prince Charming. You know, reading Cosmo magazine back in the day, reading Cosmopolitan magazine back in the day. I want to be big and doing that right there. So that's my space. That's what I fell into right there. You know what I mean? That's what I did. That's what I wanted to do. That's why I just tell people all the time, this is the space we're going into. This is the dynamic that we're going into. This is just it. This is part of it right here. You know, this is part of it. This is the space. And I want people to heal. I want people to grow. I want people to learn. Like sometimes you teach these narcissistic person how to treat you. You teach them how to get away with things. That's why I tell people, like, the first red flag, leave. But leave, don't give me, leave. The first time your intuition goes off, the first red flag that creeps into your life, the first one that just drops from the ceiling, leave. Everybody, I posted this on Facebook, everybody doesn't deserve a second chance, let alone a 15th. They don't deserve chance because when you're giving them more and more chances, what are they learning this from, Lee? You gave them 25 chances. Of course, they're going to get better at lying and hiding it. Of course, they're going to make it more believable. But in childhood, they get chances over and over again sometimes. In childhood, their pressure might be higher sometimes in childhood because it's survival. It's self-defense. In childhood, I'm learning how to defend myself. So I'm getting better at defending myself by lying, by being manipulative, by doing this type of stuff and getting away with it. The stakes are higher. I might get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get my game taken away from me. I want to be able to keep my phone. I want to be able to keep my video games or whatever. So I become a better manipulator. I get away with it. Lying to the teachers. It's conditioning from our youth. That we just become masters of it in our adulthood. And like I said, most narcissists, y'all, don't get better as they get older. So I know a lot of people go out here thinking they're like, oh, I'm dealing with a 45, 50-year-old narcissist or 50-year-old person. They must be mature. They must know what they want. They don't play those games. Yo, older people play the most games. Older people play the most games. They do. They've become masters of the game. They've had 4, 5, 6 decades to play these games. They become master manipulators. Time. Some of them learn narcissistic traits through time. They've had enough time to practice this stuff. You know what I mean? They've had enough time to understand it and to do it and to try it. Tried and true method. I've been doing this for 50 years. I know how to get away with it. You know what I mean? So just because you find an older person doesn't mean that they play less games. They know what they want. They want their needs met. It doesn't mean that they play less games to get those needs met. You know, that's what I tell people, y'all. Older does not always mean wiser or more mature. Older just means a higher number on the age scale. That's all that older means. It just means a higher number on that scale, the age. That's really all it means. So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, you have to stay empowered on your journey, because if you don't, this is what happens. This is the end result right here. You know, because they're going to learn as they grow. If they grew up in an abusive household, they learn how to be, they learn the abuse from being, from growing up in it. You know what I mean? They're learning, they're, you know, They're growing up in it. They're learning from their current situation. They're learning from the abusive situations. They're learning from that toxic narcissistic mom. They're learning from that toxic narcissistic dad. They're learning how to get their needs met by being toxic and manipulative. They are. That's the space of it right there, y'all. That's the root cause of it right there. That's the dynamic that a lot of people enter into not knowing when you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person. It really is. It's really that space. So this is where they learn from, y'all. I'm just telling you, like, this is where I learned from my personal level growing up. I learned from watching my mom's not manipulative. My dad, yeah. Watching being around him, toxic. My dad had so many women in and out of his house. He's a womanizer. He just was. You know? He just was. He's got kids all over the place. Like, he was a womanizer. He was a manipulator. I learned from other kids. I learned from kids being around me. I took on their personality characteristics and traits being around them. Of course, I was already a disconnected kid, but like, that's what happens. We learn from our environment. So narcissists are products of their environment when they're growing up. But when they grow up and they get control, they want their environments to become products of them. They want the dynamic to switch. I no longer want to be a product of my environment. I want the environment to be a product of me. That's how the switch happens right there. I want the environment to become a product of me, because if the environment is a product of me, I'm in control. But at the core of most things the narcissists want is control. They want control over the situation. They want control over the finances. They want control over the life. That's part of the dynamic. That's part of the switch that goes on within the narcissistic mindset, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank you for tuning into another episode. Make sure, look, if you haven't joined my newsletter email list, join it today. My course video series is getting released next week, Understanding the 7 Stages of a Narcissistic Relationship. Join the newsletter. They'll get the first dibs at it. There's a preview of it and everything going to be coming out here pretty soon. Newsletter link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. Podcasters, hit that 5-star for me, please. And if y'all have my kids' book, check my kids' book on Amazon. Remember, it's not your fault. Check it out on there. If you have it, hit that 5-star on there for me. Please, please, please help it reach more people. Thankful for you. I'm out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault. On Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.